Is Saudi Arabia heading for an unraveling like nothing we've ever seen before? It has been pumping oil and acquiring market share in the energy business, but at an enormous cost to the social programs and subsidies that keep the middle class in Saudi Arabia contented. Saudi society has also been fighting a curious religious dispute between educated secularized Saudis and the official doctrine of Islam in the kingdom, Wahhabism. Since the Arab Spring, a growing underground network of dissidents have been recording the cruelties of the country's oppressive regime, despite a very real risk of imprisonment or death. Dissidents with names like Sheikh Nimer and his son Ali, both on death row. And there's 19-year-old Yasser, a dissident we will speak about in just a moment. They all represent voices growing in their criticism of a regime facing increased economic instability and a brutal growing desperation. It's believed that at current rates of spending, Saudi Arabia will exhaust its foreign exchange currency in 5 years. And more people were executed in Saudi Arabia in 2015 than ever before. A total of 76 so far just this year, oftentimes publicly. Reporter James Jones directed the film Saudi Arabia Uncovered, a new documentary from PBS Frontline, produced by our partner WGBH. He says the unusual good fortune for the kingdom regarding oil has served to distort everything about its politics and sense of political reform.
So, you know, the economy isn't well balanced. So, you know, people are underemployed, if not unemployed, which is one of the factors in this kind of perfect storm of problems that's coming to Saudi Arabia at the moment. There's a lot of, it's a very young population, lots of people, the majority under 30, and they don't have, I think many of them feel unfulfilled, which is why some of them go off to join extremist groups abroad. Some of them struggle to express their dissent at home.
How does someone like Yasser get his word out, get his message out? How does he even function in the society?
With great difficulty. Just last week, someone was jailed for 5 years for sending a tweet. You know, this is not a place that tolerates dissent in any form.
How old is Yasser?
He's 19.
And tell me about him. Tell me a little bit about him.
So he's a university student. He's a Sunni. And he, you know, at the time of the Arab Spring, like many people in the region, kind of saw what was happening. You know, people hitting the streets, calling for democracy. And it was incredible. It was kind of inspiring. And that's all kind of come to nothing.
The regime basically shuts down opposition. It imprisons them, attacks them. I don't think this is Islam. All the people are angry, but the problem is that they can't speak and everyone is scared of being imprisoned.
And listen to this other comment from Yasser. And again, you've had to disguise the voice, which is a feature of this, which adds to this sense of being in another world entirely.
In Saudi, they say, be careful. The walls can hear. These walls can hear. Fear has taken over the entire population, from the elderly to young children. The regime wants to keep everything secret. If the truth comes out, it will be beginning of the end for them.
Why does he believe that? If the truth comes out, it will be the beginning of the end.
I mean, he's potentially overly optimistic about that. I mean, it's really hard to get a sense of how much of the population share Yasser's unhappiness with the regime. I think it's a fair bet that it is a pretty conservative country and the rulers are for the most part, quite popular, not least because they control the media. But there is this generation of young activists like Yasser who are more informed about the outside world, you know, through the internet and all the rest of it. I think they genuinely think that if they can show Saudis what the kind of brutal end of the regime, it will have an effect. And I know for a fact that lots of the activists, including Yasser, are really happy with the film because it goes some way to showing, you know, the reality there.
Describe the sense of public executions, the idea that you can be dragged into the middle of a public square and executed, and the regime will use you as an example. That's not some fantasy.
There are some clips in the film that are really brutal and shocking. You know, there's one of a woman being pinned down on the side of the street by police officers and is screaming, "I didn't do it." She's been convicted of murdering her stepdaughter. And then the executioner brings down the sword. Most executions are carried out with one sword blow to the neck. And it is brutal and it is frightening and chilling and it has the desired effect on the population. What's weird is that they want to do them publicly, but increasingly they're being forced to do them privately because people have mobile phones and they're capturing these moments And Saudi Arabia doesn't like to be lectured on human rights by the world. So it doesn't like the idea of these images getting out to the world.
Did you encounter the religious guidance police, the folks who make sure everyone's covered?
Everyone's- we did, yeah. I mean, they're everywhere, you know, hanging outside Starbucks, making sure people go and pray. It's just, you know, it does feel like a police state. There's this kind of constant presence and menace, I'd say.
And there's no sense of feeling closer to God from all of these demands for piety.
It's hard for me to say. I mean, you know, I think certainly they are genuine in their belief that what they're doing is enforcing God's will. But yeah, to an outsider, it feels quite oppressive, yeah.
If you spend time with, you know, the Taliban in places like Afghanistan, there's often a kind of ideological passion and fervor in the intensity with which they enforce their brutality and piety. Did you find that in Saudi Arabia, or is there a sense of grim, we're just going through the motions here, and eventually it's either going to blow up or maybe someone will just write me a check and I'll shut up?
I think certainly the activists would say that religion is used as a tool to control the population. I think it is a genuinely conservative country, and majority of people probably do follow those strict Islamic rules. But certainly the activists felt that some of the rulers saw it just as a way to kind of keep people in line.
What do you think American policymakers will take from this film?
I think a lot of it will be familiar to American policymakers, but I think seeing it presented in such a stark light, particularly at a time when Obama is going to meet King Salman next month, you know, I think it should. And President Obama in the past has expressed serious concerns with human rights issues within Saudi Arabia, women, oppression of suppression of dissent. So I think that it potentially will strike a chord with people within the administration.
James Jones, frontline producer of Saudi Arabia Uncovered, airs tomorrow on PBS.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.